AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's debate night in Philadelphia, the first time Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will be on the stage together. California Democratic Congressman Pete Aguilar thinks Harris will prevail.
Donald Trump has been on a debate stage. He's the most of anybody in modern times. He's going to do what he's going to do, and he's going to speak to his base. But we know that she's going to be ready, and the vice president is going to be ready and polished.
What to expect tonight? Trump often paints a dark picture centered around issues such as immigration and high inflation, while Harris focuses on optimism for the future. In London, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the shooting death of a U.S.-Turkish activist in the West Bank
showed that Israeli security forces need to change their rules of engagement in the Palestinian territory.
No one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. No one should have to put their life at risk just for freely expressing their views. In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
The Israeli military said an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. Arsenio Ezgi Agar, a 26-year-old activist from Seattle, was killed on Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A recently declassified memo says a top government codebreaker who decrypted secret Soviet communications during the Cold War concluded Ethel Rosenberg knew about her husband's espionage activities but did not engage in the work herself. Her sons say that proves Rosenberg was not a spy and should lead to her exoneration in the sensational 1950s atomic espionage case. This is AP News. There are new features for iPhones.
Have you ever wanted to make your own emoji or wanted your AirPods to function as a hearing aid? Apple announced both of those capabilities at its latest showcase. Four iPhone models are expected to come equipped with a special chip needed to power an artificial intelligence suite that Apple is hoping will reverse a recent sales slump. Among other things, Apple's AI features are designed to turn its often blundering virtual assistant, Siri, into a smarter and more versatile sidekick. Tim Baharin, the chairman of Creative Strategies, says that's not all they announced. Apple also introduced new AirPods and AirPods Pro.
But they're adding a health feature to it that's very important. Number one is they are going to put out new software that'll be out this fall that will turn them into hearing aids.
Apple also introduced a new version of its smartwatch that will include a feature to help detect sleep apnea. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.